Everyone's singing the blues.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gall. Good morning. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers the financial crisis fallout. There's very little good economic news anywhere this morning. Today, Japan said exports are down and corporate bankruptcies are up. Britain said retail is sour and home sales are at a 30-year low. Even China is seeing demand for just about everything wilt. Kyle James has this report from Germany on the situation there.
Germany is Europe's economic powerhouse, so when things start looking dire here, other European nations worry. Today, a closely watched report shows German investor sentiment has improved somewhat since last month. Even so, no one's popping open the champagne. Sandra Schmidt, an economist who helped compile the report, says Germany is still in the dumps.
The uncertainty is very large, what might come, and in general, there's also a higher risk aversion compared to the situation before. Banks do not trust in each other, so that's a very big problem at the moment. The mood is very bad.
And a slowing European economy can dent profits on the other side of the Atlantic. U.S. companies make almost one half of their foreign sales in Europe. In Berlin, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
And American companies are lining up to get a piece of bailout. American Express says it will actually become a bank so that it can qualify for money from the rescue package. The government made this happen in double time. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more on that from New York.
American Express is being granted its request to become a bank holding company. That means Amex will be able to accept consumer deposits, and more importantly, it means it'll be able to collect money from the $700 billion Troubled Asset Relief Program, also known as TARP. Gary Schilling runs an economic consulting firm. He says the move isn't about shoring up long-term solvency for Amex at all. It's just about getting government assistance now. And he says other credit card companies are likely to follow suit.
This becomes a competitive race to the bottom. And, yeah, I would think you'd probably find all those that are not already banks one way or the other would want to join the parade.
If this is a parade, consumers are both the sponsors and the grand marshal. Amex is in trouble in part because consumers are defaulting on their credit card debt at almost twice the rate they were last year. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
GM stock is now worth $3 a share. The last time you could buy it for that was just after World War II. As far as I can tell, every stock market on the planet is down this morning. In Asia, the markets closed 3 to 5% lower. European shares are down 3% so far. The Dow is at 8870. It fell 73 points yesterday. The S&P 500 was also down about 1%, 11 points. The NASDAQ dropped almost 2%, about 30 points. There is one bright spot this morning. The price of oil hit an 18-month low. It's just $60 a barrel now. Compare that to $147 back in July. Gas is now $2.30 on average for regular unleaded. In some parts of the country, it's under $2 a gallon.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program. At clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
We're doing a series called What's the Fix? The question, obviously, is what are some of the best solutions for getting out of the financial crisis and improving our economy? This weekend, leaders from 20 countries will gather in Washington to discuss possible answers. I'm joined now by Howard Wealdon. He's a strategist for BGC Partners in London. It's a brokerage house. Howard, what do you consider the agenda for this G20 meeting?
Well, the top priorities are to get the countries that have been the global leaders intent on spending their way out, increasing domestic consumption, and of course having sorted the banking and financial market crisis as to where we go from here.
Well, in terms of spending our way out of it, it seems that here the focus for individuals is on saving right now, and there doesn't seem to be any increase in consumer spending on the horizon in the United States. So it seems like it's all on the government to make it happen.
That's a problem. I'm afraid the savings culture, much that I would welcome it, we're only storing up for ourselves a culture that's going to make it very, very difficult in 5 and maybe 10 years from now. Because all this money that we will be borrowing, that you will be borrowing, that we will be borrowing, has to at some point in the future be paid for by using the consumer and by higher taxation.
And in terms of regulation, world policing doesn't usually work very well. So how is that going to happen?
Well, we've never had it. And so there is the old adage, what you've never had, you never miss. And if I was a skeptic, I would have to turn around and say, let them talk about it and have their pound of flesh. But quite frankly, I don't see that anything is going to emerge. I think regulation has to be left to the individual nations. I think it's impossible to conceive that we will have a set of global rules in under 10 years.
Well, that doesn't sound very encouraging for this meeting.
No, it doesn't. I mean, again, being skeptical, the communique has probably already been all but agreed. It will be very nice sounding. The European politicians will, in essence, lead this from the point of view that President Bush is obviously outgoing and President-elect Obama will not, I understand, be there.
Howard Wieldon from BGC Partners in London, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
What's your fix? Share it with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.